It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. A few months ago, we explored what we knew was going to be fantastic before it even happened. Ray Lewis, he did his speech when he got into the Hall of Fame. He demanded, I imagine, to go last. He demanded a headset, that much we know, because everyone else talked behind the podium.
And he said, I want to go straight up Bobby Brown, my prerogative video.
Yeah, and then he proceeded to make no sense, and
and delivered truly one of the most awe-inspiring, nonsensical speeches I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, it made no sense, and we knew it wouldn't, but here
if
is
If you
Ray
haven't
Lewis.
Heard any of it, yeah, here, here's... Yeah,
I got it, I got it. Here's Ray Lewis.
We're in the building, baby! Listen to me carefully. When God tells you something, believe him. 5:15:75. Remember 5 and remember 7, because they're going to have a recurring attitude in my message.
Now, just to let you know, they don't.
At all.
Numbers. Like, he just refers to 5:15:75 a bunch of times with no explanation. I mean, he really does.
Well, he says a recurring attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a crude attitude.
5:15:75. Now, pay attention to that, because that's going to be the next lottery winner.
5:15:75. Remember what they told you?
I bill for my lawyer.
5:15:75. Remember what they told you when I was little? Well, guess what, mama? We made it. Crazy, right? Tell you about numbers. 5:15:75, right? I play 17 years. I go to the University of Miami, right? And I signed one of the last scholarships ever given. Right? I didn't even have a scholarship. And the coach...
Okay.
Ever.
No scholarship since then.
No, the last scholarship's ever given. And then he goes, I didn't even have a scholarship. So I'm not
going... It was a phony piece of paper.
It was
counterfeit scholarship. Okay. They were selling them on the black market.
Okay.
It just said... Hey, Ray, scholarship. It was on the back of a big boy's menu.
Okay.
And then I went to the school and I said, hey, what do I do? And they said, you're holding a big boy menu. And I said, yes. It's an iconic American image. Now let me in your school. Then I had to take a series of tests, which I passed with flying colors. Meaning that I colored. They said, on the big boy menu, there is a word scramble. And I said, I can find it. Fries, milk, apples, hot dog.
And he got all of them.
Well, not go crazy. Mm-hmm. I got a good 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Right, I didn't even have a scholarship. And the coach asked me, Randy Shannon asked me, what was the number you wanted? He said, the last numbers we got is these numbers. And I looked, and those numbers was 5 and 2. And I said, give me that 52. He said, why do you like 52? I said, because, B-Dog, that's God's number. That's completion. I play 17 years. I leave 17 years. I go play in Super Bowl 47. I get inducted and go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Super Bowl 52. Man, God, something else. Numbers. You can play with numbers, but some numbers you can never change.
Okay, once again, just...
throw the 3 out the window. That can be changed.
Carry the 2. Remainder of 6.
From now on, 3 is a drawing of Snoopy.
All right. So that is one of the greatest speeches of all time.
Yes.
To that, we said we had to once again send Nick out to a place where really people who say things like Ray Lewis are welcome with open arms.
Yeah, Ray Lewis would fit right in.
He would fit right in. And that is at the city council meeting. So young Nick Jamelli, who, boy, gets so unbelievably nervous doing these things.
I don't blame him. I mean, you're up there and you're talking this incredible nonsense.
Right? So we wanted to see if Nick, at the city council meeting, could deliver one of the greatest speeches of all time, Ray Lewis's Hall of Fame speech.
Here's young Nicholas. He's in front of a podium, behind a podium, and being broadcast all over.
Nick is so nervous, he's walking out of the room.
I've had some of that lately, where I had to walk out of the room when I heard myself. All right, so
I will tweet this video out in just a moment's time.
All right, so here's Nicholas in front of a city council meeting. Let's go, young Nicholas.
Please refrain from clapping, booing, or any other indication when the speaker is speaking or when the speaker finishes. If you're the one person in the audience who has an opposing opinion, we certainly want you to feel comfortable expressing that opinion.
Nick, how many people were there? Because he mentions one person.
There were a few people there, like maybe 10 people.
Okay, so 10 people there to speak. Now, you're not including the six people behind the big desk, right?
No, I'm not including those.
No, the city council's there.
Okay.
But
I don't know why you hit that.
And I think that is it. So the first speaker, Raymond Lewis. And please state your name, your address, and the issue you're speaking on. Thank you.
My name is Raymond Lewis of 54 Leverett Street. We're in the building, baby. Oh, listen to me carefully. When God tells you something, believe in him. 5-15-75. Sorry. 5-15-75. Remember 5 and remember 7, because it's going to have a recurring attitude in my message.
Are you speaking to something on the agenda tonight, Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
What is it?
It is agenda 1.
Okay. You give my best to the folks at 98.5.
There it is.
Damn it.
Now we're going to find a new city council. You have to go to
You're too famous, Nick.
You're going to have to fly down to D.C.
But does he stop?
No, you can't stop.
You can't stop. Won't stop.
No. All right, here we go.
By the way, Nick makes it, what, maybe 20 words in until he starts cracking up being nervous?
Yeah, he just gets nervous cracking up. Maybe Bird should go.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be kind of funny. Yo, I want to talk about, and just have him really talk about something.
Can't be Everett. Can't be Malden. No, can't be any of the surrounding towns.
No, because everyone would go.
We just have him read like Green Eggs and Ham.
No,
Sherbourne.
We would have him make a cohesive argument for something that's on the agenda.
Why no dame should be on TV?
That's right.
I want to talk about women. They stink.
Sorry, Susie Colbert.
Susie Colbert gets my nerves.
You give my best to the folks at 98.5.
Okay, sure. I'll pass that along. I have no idea what you're talking about, though.
Okay.
You hear me? Yeah. Remember what I told you when I was little? We ain't going to make it. Ain't no way we're going to make it. Well, guess what, Mama? We made it. Crazy, right? I'll tell you about numbers. 5-15-75, right? I played 17 years. I go to the University of Miami.
Ah,
right?
Ray Lewis. Now I get it. Thank you very much, Mr. Lewis. But the council actually has important business to deal with, so please, if you could tell your radio station that not to waste our time. Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak on an issue on tonight's agenda?
Oh, well, Nick is too far. It's Mark Jamelli's fault.
Hi, Nick. You hit it out of the park.
A for effort.
I mean, there's nothing you can do when you're worldwide famous.
Right.
5-15-75. 54 Lovett shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first speaker, Raymond Lewis.
All right. So here's what I think we should do. I have that script. I could tweet it out. What if we had the Ray Lewis Town Hall Challenge? Oh, the first person to get through the speech as I tweet it out. I'll take the most nonsensical parts.
The problem is, though, with that is that people got to figure out when they're on TV.
You have to do it. You can search almost. There's, I would say 50% of the town hall meetings all put the videos online of their meetings. It's like a service to the community. It's like you can watch and see all
the
meetings.
This is not calling and saying Sarge sucks. No. This is a tremendous amount of legwork.
All you have to do is Google and find out whether or not
I don't want to discourage anyone from doing this. I'm just saying if we get a recording that wasn't on television, we can't use it. So it's don't go out and waste your time unless it's on television.
Our listeners are maniacs, and I've learned that over the past several months, not only with the Sarge calls, but with College Game Day showing up and the sea of Wallachheads that were there. I think we have the Ray Lewis Town Hall Challenge.
I see. I don't disagree with that, but I do think that you send Bird out and have him make a nice, comprehensive argument for something that's actually on the ballot or on the docket that day.
Somebody said, have Bird complain about the price of candy bars.
Could have that. You could have that.
In the vending machines. That's right. The price of candy bars in the vending machines in the city are too high. He needs to read something.
No. The whole fun part of it is hearing him mumble and get distracted during it.
5:15:75. I go to the University of Miami.
Ray Lewis. Now I get it. Thank you very much, Mr. Lewis.
The only thing that I would say that Bird should be written for Bird is like, say, hey, I'm Bird, and I scored a touchdown forever.
Why are you an expert? Oh, there's people saying, I'm doing it. Yeah, All right. I'm going to go to my next town hall meeting.
All right. Well, you got to make sure it's on TV.
You got to be able to get a video. There's got to be a video on their website. And tons of cities have this. Tons have it.
Yeah. It's going to waste your time if it's not up on the website.
I posted the video, by the way, on our Twitter account, and Nick's face is just, I mean, there's no place he'd rather not be than at city council.
Well, the edict is out there, and probably in January or something, we should have Bird go out, brave the snow. Nick is just too famous.
You give my best to the folks at 98.5.
Okay.
All right.
You do Space Savers? How about he tries to save the roast beef place across from the new Everett Monolith?
Yeah, he's concerned about the roast beef place across
the street. They're going to take down Mike's Roast Beef across the street.
Mike's Roast Beef at the airport.
Mike's Roast Beef's all right. Everybody's okay.
It's at the airport.
Yeah,
I mean, they're big eating. Time.
I go to the University of Miami.
Right? Ray Lewis.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, the Sports Hub.
So let's just start off with all of this. I if it's my guess that Miller plays tomorrow.
Well, we're going to find out 11 o'clock today.
Yeah.
No word yet. Everybody had day off yesterday. I did hear that Jake DeBrusk is feeling better, put some ice on it. But, you know, he got hit near the end of the game in the back of the head, so we'll have to wait and see as well.
Explain that again to me. Like, so when you hear someone is okay or doing okay, does that mean that they believe he doesn't have a concussion?
That's the hope. But, you know, the problem with concussions that we have learned nowadays is that they are – oftentimes they're not immediate. You don't know that immediate reaction, that immediate response, so to speak. So you could be down for a day. Let's say in the Bruins yesterday had the day off.
Mm-hmm.
So then you come back onto the ice and then you're skating. And then afterwards, when your heart rate gets elevated to a certain level, there's a response to it, a neurological response, meaning it doesn't feel right.
Right.
But the hope is that. But with regard to Kevin Miller, let me say this. He spent the night. Sorry.
Okay.
He's back. Hey, this is caffeine speaking right here.
Okay. So people don't know, Kevin Miller nailed in the windpipe, it seems, yes. Right in the throat. And he had a hard time breathing. He had to stay overnight in Toronto.
Right. There was concern because that such a delicate area. It makes me cringe,
oh,
just
sure.
Thinking of that. But absolutely no word on him. what I've gotten no word on him whatsoever. So we're going to, when I find out at 11 o'clock, you guys are going to find out at 11 o'clock.
Because that's weird, because I thought out of the two, that was the one that seemed more certain that they would be back quicker. Well, like, just, better news.
Well, Billy just hasn't heard anything. I mean, that doesn't mean much.
Right, exactly. I mean, it just means that he flew home yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then there's no hard report from the Boston Bruins on him right now. So I'm told it's such, I talked to a doctor friend, and I know this, but it's such a delicate area.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's a discomfort, no question about it. I guess there can be inflammation, but there's also you're worried about little cracks there or something, and that just doesn't sound pleasant at all.
No. So with DeBrusque, I mean, let's say that
he got hit in the back of the head. If you didn't see it, he got hit in the back of the head with a shot in the kind of the lower part where the helmet goes up a little bit in the helmet area. He played, which some people had concern over that he wasn't taken off for concussion protocol. But I you know, I'm watching it. We're watching it too. And, you know, you grab your back of your head when you get hit. It's like anything else. You're going to grab the back of your head. There are signs that the NHL looks for with their spotters, and they have spotters watching every game.
Yeah, they did with him.
Right.
And didn't they go to the bench? And I thought the story was somebody went to the bench and took him.
No. What happened is they let him stay. They didn't put him in the concussion protocol. But when he went to the locker room, someone from the NHL grabbed him and did the testing.
And did the testing, right. The NHL can, with their spotters in New York, their trained spotters, can call down and then have the person in the arena go over and then pull him up. But they didn't. There was conversation with him. I mean, we weren't there on the bench. What did he exactly say? He probably said, no, I'm all right. I grabbed my head because all of a sudden I got hit. I mean, that's a natural instinct.
Sure.
One of the things that they say that they do look for concussion spotter-wise is when a guy gets hit, is when, especially if you grab the front of your head, there's this natural human reaction after a big hit. If you go to the front of your head, that I guess that's a sign that your head has been rattled. He grabbed the back because he got, you know, he got shot in the back of the head.
Right. When the situation was fighting with Ronnie in Italy, the situation rammed himself against a concrete wall and immediately grabbed the top of his head. And then they had to take him out to the hospital. Pauly D, the only person that followed at that point. All right. So what are you hearing about this Macafella and Carla?
Carlo's closer. I don't know if Carlo will be interesting to see today if he plays full practice.
Are they being just like extra, extra careful with McAvoy, do you think? If this was like March, do you think that McAvoy would be playing?
I think it's up to the player. I think it's up to the player. I think they, you know, if he tells them he's ready, he's in type of thing.
Okay, because he's skating.
He is skating. So is Carlo. I think, from what I hear, Carlo, I think, is closer. But McAvoy has really improved and pushed himself the last couple of, well, since the end of the road trip last time and then back on the road. So he's skating as well. But the feeling, very unofficial feeling I get, is that Carlo could be much closer maybe tomorrow. But, I mean, maybe more likely Saturday. But, again, today's kind of that big day because they were on that road and they have the day off. Let's see who comes back today. Let's see who's there, and then we'll have some, instead of just conjecture, we'll have some hardcore answers today. The Bruins, like, it's funny, many teams have gone hardcore, no hard discussion about injuries, and on the one hand, I get it, because if they're not playing, they're not playing, right? I mean, not that you don't care, but you're like, okay, if they're out there, great. If they're not. But on the other hand, these are big players that you want to know
when they're
coming back.
Right, it's all I care about.
Right.
Because if you're down to one, as they were,
two,
they're not now.
You know,
but when they were down to one defenseman, now they have two defensemen.
Of course,
I mean, they're playing guys that were not supposed to play this year.
No, and they've been beautiful, too.
Yes.
Their effort has been freaking awesome.
Well, let's talk about that.
That's a nod to Cassidy.
Like, what have you seen out of these guys since Patrice and Char have been out? Because, I mean, even their loss the other night, I mean, they played their ass off.
They were awesome. They were awesome. They were. What have I seen? I've seen a team that seems to be, it's almost in some, and I think we've talked about this before with Vegas. Remember when we talked about the traumatic issues out there beginning of last year, and it kind of galvanized them.
Yeah.
Now, I am not comparing this.
No, I know what you're saying.
But it has seemingly galvanized them. It's given these young kids and other guys opportunity to play heavier minutes. And I think that there has been a galvanizing factor of, you know, wait, we kind of, we owe it to our sweater, to our logo, to our jersey to play our asses off, like you say. And second of all, let's take advantage of this opportunity. And I think it is a nod to Bruce Cassidy and his staff. And I think it's a nod to what the Bruins have as far as characters on their team. Mm-hmm. That so far in these first, what is it, six games now or so, they don't want to be embarrassed. They don't want to be. And they're playing a way and a style and an effort. And I think it's led by certain vets, too. I mean, the rookies follow the vets, right? Mm-hmm. But when you see a guy, you know, Backus the last few games has played hard. Yep. He played effective. His line, you know, Chris Wagner is not a... He's not an old vet, but he's not 22. He's led by example, going out there and hitting everything that he possibly can. Joakim Nordstrom. Joe's been awesome.
Yeah.
In his role. Granted, it's not, you know, I mean.
Krejci's looked better.
Yeah, I was about to say, Krejci has stepped up.
And let's relax on Backus a little bit.
Well,
I'm just saying. Backus
is a disaster.
He finally scored.
No, but the last few games.
One is greater than zero on a scale of 100.
Listen,
congratulations.
It's about being in the play. And he has been there, and he has shown some more giddy up the last few games and more effectiveness. But Krejci, you're right. Krejci has been. And I think he's been good all year. I think he's been very good lately. He has been, he's been in control of the play when he's on the ice. Now, he loves playing with DeBrusque. You can tell.
Yeah, there's chemistry there.
There's chemistry there. And you know, like, Danton Heinen's a young guy that, man, I'd love to see him score. Love to see it because, oh, my God. Like, he's doing a lot of the right things, but that you need more. You need him to score.
What was Cassidy's saying about him? Is that he needs to get? Was it DeBrusque that he was saying needs to get more?
No insight. No, that's Bjork.
Oh, Bjork.
That was
okay.
Bjork. And Bjork did not have a good game the other night.
I think maybe it's time to send Bjork down to Providence.
Well, that's maybe. I mean, it's maybe time to get
15
to
games
get,
without
to get,
a goal.
To get
is that
confidence?
Right?
To get no question. To get confidence. The question is, what do you put in? What do you have ready? You know, are you keeping Ryan Donato, who's been playing really well down there in Providence, getting his confidence? By the way, took a puck in the mouth, lost five teeth the other day, and about 27. So I don't remember how many stitches, but a lot. But he's still playing great. He's a great attitude down there. Do you call him up, or do you do with him what you did with Jake DeBrusque a couple of years ago and leave him down there the whole year? Is Anders Bjork in that situation now where they need to get him down there for an extended period of time? Because he's got talent. We know that. But he doesn't have that full-rounded game right now going for him. So maybe. Yeah, there's you know, look, Colby Cave came up. This is a guy who's in his fourth year, and he's not a big name by any stretch. But he finally threw caution to the wind and said, screw it. And I talked to him. He's like, you know, I just, you know, this is it. Meaning, I know what I need to do now. And the team said the same thing. Mm-hmm. So he comes up, and he looks more mature.
Right.
He looks more mature in his game.
I didn't even know who he was until the other
Skating day. Skating on the top line in the second period.
Right.
Be listening tomorrow at 7:30 and 9:30 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Patriots take on Minnesota this Sunday afternoon at Gillette Stadium. Billy Jaffe is going to join us for another break. 617-779-0985.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
.985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Billy Jaffe from Nesson in studio for another break.
Mark fun from, being here even earlier.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Do you ever look at the clock in the morning and go, it's 7:30 and we've been working for a while now? Like, you'll go look at the traffic and you'll go, like, people are getting
Billy
up.
Billy wakes up with his hair on fire. He didn't care.
I was up at 3:30.
His hair on fire.
Why are we up at 3:30?
With his balls? He's got no hair on that head of his. All right, Mark.
I wake up every week once or twice at 3-4 in the morning. I don't know.
You're on the Mark Wahlberg workout routine, aren't you?
Attaboy. No, I'm in crappy shape right now. I
can tell.
I can't go on. Hey, easy.
Do you work out at home or at a gym?
Right now, I mean, all I have at home is a bike and some
Bioflex
Bosu stuff.
Sorry, God. An ab roller.
It's out of shape for you, exactly.
I skate a couple of days a week. I'll get to, and then I go to a gym maybe one or two. I'm bored with the gym right now.
Not me. You got to go to the boot camp, baby.
No, I want to go. No,
Barry's boot camp.
Yeah, well, I want to go to Orange Theory. I got a buddy who owns a few of those, and I want to go do that.
What is that? What? Because everything's got like a
it's too.
Like,
it's like
a, I can tell a hook. Everything's got a hook. Something strange.
I know an instructor there. Is that they monitor your what is it, beats per minute or something like that, and then it's displayed on a screen.
Yeah.
And then there's
different challenges.
Other people are doing,
different,
yes.
But you know, the thing about it, it's great. Is that it's the way I like to work out. I hate lifting. Yeah, I've done
one
with
of
lifting.
Us.
You know, I did that years ago. Never bulk. I did it at college a little bit.
Yeah,
but I like the cross training. I like that.
Okay.
And this is more of that.
And meanwhile, like there's something constantly monitoring like your heart, like on a screen.
Yeah,
is what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's I don't.
Seems kind of.
No, it's supposed to be great. And I have a buddy that owns a couple out west, and he speaks. You know, obviously he's into it, but I've seen it. I want to try and do it. I want to get my ass.
Go to the boot camp where it's like the haunted house of workout place.
That's the run where you run backwards on a treadmill.
Yeah, they keep you outside this room and they bring you all in at once and it's lit in like this dark red. And now all of a sudden it's like, are you ready for Black Eyed Peas? And it's like you're on the treadmill, then you're on the ground, they're yelling at you. And that's the way I roll.
There's four gyms around where Billy and I live, and the boot camp is like the Sears.
Oh, really? See, our boot camp, it packs out.
Yeah,
like if you don't like sign up like several days before, and
see,
you can't get in.
That's a little.
But I see. I've got normal days, so I just sign up. But I'm not kidding you. You can't just like. It's tough to just get in.
Yeah. All right. So Mark from Medford, yes. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Steak and Eggs guys.
What's up, man?
Hey, Billy. Yo. I heard on the news last night on Channel 7 that Carlo and McAvoy could be back as soon as tomorrow. I don't know how true that is, but that's according to Joey Massino. But also, my second thing, and then I'll hang up, the Buffalo Sabres, best team in the NHL. When in the hell did this happen? Or is this just a thing they're going through right now, and they will fall back to earth soon enough?
Well, they're definitely, first of all, again, just
10 in a row,
somebody's
right?
Just joining us. We'll find out today, Carlo McAvoy. We'll see where they're at. They've been practicing. But they haven't had full practice. Today is a big day because this is what's called a full practice. This isn't a morning skate.
Sure.
There's some contact here. There's full practice. Let's see where they're at, and then we'll know on DeBrusque, and we'll know on Kevin Miller.
And if they skate today, maybe there starts becoming some impatience.
Well, and maybe on their part, you know, they want to play, and the team would love them to play. Well,
okay,
let's find out.
You mentioned something interesting because it kind of made me think of what was speculated to have been happening with Rob Gronkowski several years ago. So let's say that there's a player, and you said that sometimes you wait for the player to make sure that they feel okay.
You have to.
I understood. But is the NHL kind of like the NFL where you hear situations where there's a manager telling them or like somebody saying, hey, maybe you need to – I know the team wants you back, and I know maybe you feel like you're back, but –
Are you talking manager as in like you're talking
like an agent? Oh, like an agent. Like saying, you know what, maybe you stay off a little bit just to make sure, even though the team wants you back and you feel like you might be ready to come back.
I think it absolutely can happen. I think it can happen in any sport because managers, if you want to call them that, handlers, so to speak, they have a vested interest in it. And
it just seems like the NHL is a different breed of athlete, though, where they would be like, no, screw you. I'm a hockey player. I'm going to get back on the ice.
What I was going to say is I'd like to think that most guys are in control, but I can't imagine that there hasn't been a situation or won't happen in the future where an agent says, let's really make triple sure
or
that you're ready to go before
or
doing
a situation
this.
Where a team could get impatient and say, you know, what's going on? When are you going to come out?
I'm sure. Absolutely happens. So with regard to Buffalo Sabres.
10 in a row.
They were 35 points out of a playoff spot last year. And we all knew they'd be better this year, but I didn't think that they would improve 30-plus points to be running where they are right now. They made some nice acquisitions in the offseason. They've got a guy like Jeff Skinner who's playing for a contract. You know, he's coming. He got traded from Carolina. He's playing for a contract.
He still looks like he's 12.
And he still looks exactly. And he skates. He's nimble on the ice with his technique, his figure skating technique, which is no joke. I mean, that's what he was, a figure skater until he was about 10 or 11. And that's why he is so nimble on the ice. And they're playing with passion right now. They're finally, the other thing, they're getting goaltending. Can Carter Hutton, a guy who was brought in as their starter, really keep this up? Well, he bet on himself. He said, all right, I'll take, you know, he wanted more money, but he got a 3-year deal for about 2.7 something as a starter.
Or
2.35, I mean, from Buffalo. And he's betting on himself, and he's playing well. They've got an unbelievable rookie in this kid, Rasmus Dahlin. Are they the best team in the league? No. Are they a story that they can make the playoffs? Sure. To me, they're like the New Jersey Devils last year that kept playing well, and you're like, really? are they Vegas last year? Remember how Vegas took off?
And yeah.
I don't know if they're that good, but they're good. They're better, and they're feeling. And by the way, and I know we make fun of Buffalo in many ways, that's a fantastic hockey market. It was one of those markets, though, like Chicago a decade ago was starting to die because of apathy.
No one wants to play there.
No, that's Billy, not true. That's
Billy,
not,
that is absolutely true.
I will argue. Football, maybe.
No, no, no.
I'm telling you right now, not true.
You tell me. You go around the league. You tell. Now Winnipeg is in the picture, so I don't know about Winnipeg. But for years, I've been talking to hockey players for 20 years, as you have longer, mm-hmm. and I will consistently press them on where they would least like to play. And almost to a man, they say Buffalo. Now, you say, why? Because they're from Canada. So Edmonton doesn't seem awful, and Ottawa doesn't seem awful.
And Winnipeg, in its own way, doesn't seem awful.
I gotta tell you something.
Right, Winnipeg, Winnipeg's on. I can't speak to Winnipeg.
The fans are nuts because they're trapped inside 90% of the time.
I don't think that would matter.
But
to
let me tell you this about Buffalo. And I'm going to tell you that there are so many players that have played there that stayed there when Buffalo was good. The alumni that would stay there was off the chart.
It's like misery.
The 80s and
you got some big lady standing over you with a sledgehammer.
If you live 20 minutes outside of downtown Buffalo, which I don't, if you live 15, 20 minutes outside.
I don't suggest.
I went to school 2 hours from there. It's horrible.
You are 2 hours maybe, but I'm telling you, you go to certain places in Amherst or whatever, the players live on lakes. They love it. They're buying these. I'm telling you, I have buddies. Marty Baron stayed there, played there. They are treated like gods. Now, when the team has been crap the last decade, I couldn't agree more. Nobody wants to be there because then it's miserable at the rink as well. And it has been a gong show there. Jason Botterill, their GM, has them situated well. Do I think they're going to stay? You asked me off air. I think they're for real? I think they're good. They're better. I'm not convinced yet that they're going to be the top five team in the NHL right. this year.
Outside of Canada, where's the most desirable place for
desirable?
Yeah, like,
oh,
like
wow. Outside, well,
New York.
See, no, I mean, it depends on the person.
You,
some people
skate and ride. You play in the city.
Yeah, I mean, but some people don't want to deal with going into that city feel all the time. I mean, I would love it. Brendan Shanahan loved it. He literally took the subway to the games, and he embraced it. Henrik Lundqvist embraces it. He can handle it, though. You know, players, you know, some...
Nashville probably doesn't
players,
suck.
I was going to say, players love Chicago. Right. Love Chicago.
Yeah, I can see that.
Love it now. Now, that was a dog show for years. And when I fell into broadcasting, that city in hockey was the first year in 28 they didn't make the playoffs. And it was awful. For a decade, they got one game in 2006 or something like that. It was 7,000 people against Columbus, and that might have been high.
But you're still getting laid, no matter how bad the team is, and there's so many girls around
in Chicago.
And it's a
great,
it's
city.
Like a magnet city for like every good-looking girl in the Midwest.
Sure.
So yeah, and you're a hockey player, and they at least know who you are.
Like not during those dark ages,
Billy. The women can figure it out. When we were in Atlanta, in a hockey player. And four people watched those games on TV, as you can attest to. And they would walk into a bar and they'd know, in Chicago, that's a big
Chicago,
deal.
Chicago, it's huge. The Blackhawk logo has always been revered there.
I mean, guys like playing in Detroit. I mean,
they do. What do you think of that new building there?
I haven't been to it.
The new area of what downtown. Have you been in downtown?
Downtown. I haven't been to Midtown.
I haven't been in that new downtown. I've been in, Woodward and wherever they're building it near the Fox Theater in Detroit. I know players like playing. They're revered there, too. They're idolized. But no, Chicago is a huge market. L.A., people have the mentality out there. The guys love it out there. There's a lot of travel. People, you know, the other place that a lot of guys have told me they enjoy a lot is Denver. If they're like, you know, it's intense, but it's really not.
Yeah.
You can go have a normal life, and in an hour you're in the mountains, and you're here and there and everywhere.
All right. Well, Billy Jaffe, who is not even lifting for mass anymore.
No. Nope.
Which is like, what's the point?
That's a good point.
You're just flipping tires instead, right?
That's fun.
Now, since you like CrossFit, are you one of those people that feels the need that you have to tell the world that you do CrossFit on
social media? I don't do it
anymore.
I did it for about 6 to 8 months in Newton and Waltham with my buddy Gil, who owns it. I don't know. I don't tell people I do. I was hurting after that at times because I was in bad shape.
Yeah,
it's hard.
No, you got to go.
Being in
mass.
Shape is hard.
No, if you're like
tell
me
about it.
If you're like me, you're going for mass.
Let's go lift together, Fred.
All right. I mean, I'll spot you, but it doesn't. It sounds like you've been out of the gym a little too long.
I have been. I mean, I feel guilty right now.
Sometimes I just use chains. Because let's face it,
as a collar, probably it's a chain around your neck.
That's not at the gym. That's in my home life.
Gotcha.
But I will. I'll use chains. I'll just put them right there on the damn bar.
I've seen it before.
I've seen it before too. Yeah. I'm telling you every douchey thing I've seen. I'm going to put a big throw up bucket next to the squat rack.
Yeah.
When I totally max out.
Oh my god.
Then we go. You know, let's do a cycle together.
Okay.
Let's do it. We'll do a cycle. We'll get some testosterone. We'll knock it around.
If we had a little like podcast together, we could do that and shoot it.
Well, listen, they gotta give us a contract. All right, we'll see if that happens anytime soon.
Hey, by the way, tomorrow night, Nifty Night at TD Garden.
Man, you guys love to mention Nifty Night.
Let's ask. Can we ask him one question? Why did it take so long to retire his number?
I don't know.
He retired 30 years ago.
I don't know. It's a big night. Hey, the guy's well deserved. We want to talk about a star in the 70s and 80s. But I'm just saying.
But why now? That's the question.
Yeah, now as opposed to any other.
I can't. They just.
Expert opinion.
Because I feel like they realized that it was overdue and it hadn't been attended to before. Different people are in charge, right? And so.
Those people didn't just walk in the door 2 days ago.
No, but
they looked at the Celtics numbers and they realized we're behind. Everyone was damn it! Retired.
Yeah, and congratulations on this being the second night of the season that you're not going opposite another day. There have been more Celtics 40 this year. Unbelievable!
40 Celtic Bruins nights this year.
Unbelievable!
Everyone stop your complaining, Billy. We'll do
see you guys.
We'll do a cycle of testosterone.
Yes,
we'll get in there. We'll lift. We'll get a big pump, and we're not going to screw around.
Nope.
We'll come out of there vascular and shredded. All right, we will be back. We will meet the folksy judge that's got everyone totally annoyed.
95 Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.